Hey, I'm Brody Brazil, and welcome to Teal Town After Dark.
Well, that's it, everybody. 3-2 lead in the series. AJ and Eric over here, and we got Ian up from the Great White North. What's up, my brother?
You're muted, bud.
You're muted. Ian is still muted, everybody. All right, then. It's going to be one of those kind of shows, just like the officiating has been in the last five games. Okay. No, just kidding. So here we go. It's did you figure it out, Ian?
Yeah.
There we go. If you want to be part of the show, by all means, hit us up in the YouTube chat on the page or the app, or you can join us on the Twitter machine at Tealtown USA. But of course, follow us on the social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, SoundCloud, YouTube. We want to thank over the 1,480 subscribers joining us in tonight. And right now we're at 35. Tell your friends. Let everybody know. Come on over. We're going to have a good time. So
Kayla's in a mood tonight. I don't know what it is. Okay. Yes, I am close to the tank.
You're going to check the chat? We will check the chat, Landy.
We will check the chat. You're going to check the chat. First, we're going to check the game. So, as you know, Pavelski's still not in, unfortunately. However, we did see the return of one Jonas Donskoy in for Lukáš Radil. And, well, let's see how this one starts off. 7:04, the first. LeBanc scores. Oh, wait. Meyer called for a high stick just before the puck goes in. And we get our first waved goal of the night. I mean, it was our only one, but still, goal waved. Ian, I mean, that was going back and forth on the machine, on all over the Twitter. What yeah. do you think?
I mean, like, whether, look it, I mean, you can attack this from many different angles. You could say why it is, you know, why does Mark Jeanette, who is right in front of it, not call that penalty, and Tim Peel, who's 1,000 miles away, does. Unfortunately, at the end of the day, Tim Peel did throw his hands up, and that's that. I mean, it's the right call, unfortunately.
Yeah, and you saw on the replay that you saw via Sportsnet, and they showed the replay with the spot shadow on the ref during the intermission, that the referee's arm was going up at right as LeBanc shot the puck. So tough break. It's the right call, but it's a tough break for the Sharks.
And yeah. That would be pretty much the only event that would occur in the first period. Really uneventful teams trying to, I don't know, figure each other out, so to speak. And really, man. So at 15:54, we start to see a little more in the way of penalties. Mika Rantanen would cross-check Burns. And again, for the most part, an uneventful first period. Whatever. Just whatever. I don't know. I was bored.
Chris in the chat saying Kayla needs a tiny Tealtown USA mic.
Who doesn't? Who doesn't?
Zach, that was a close one. I completely agree, bud.
9:31 of the second, Soderberg would get caught for tripping LeBanc. This one to me, guys, that was kind of a bad call. I thought it was a weak call, a weak trip. That's just me. I thought that was one that you probably let go. 14:46, Kane cross checks Makar. Again, I thought somewhat of a weak call.
That was interference.
No. Barry got interference on Evander. Oh, the actual. Well, yeah. Yeah, I'll give you that. But what are you going to do? But Jost would put the Avalanche on the board first. Basically, I think. Yeah, technically, like Brent Burns might have gotten an assist on this one for the Avalanche. But it's a fluky bounce. What are you going to do? I mean, if this is like the only thing Martin Jones lets in tonight, yeah, I'm cool with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, puck luck's a fickle mistress.
and seriously, the luck that...
And so is Kayla. No, I'm kidding. Go ahead.
And the tough luck that Burnsy's had this whole series with clearing the puck. You know, I mean, it literally... He clears it. It bounces off of Jostin in. I mean, just bad luck. Just, what was it, PDO? I mean, you just can't... PDO and pedoed.
It happens. Well, At 1940, lightning would strike because it doesn't happen very often. The Sharks would score on a power play. Tomasz Hertl would tip in, although I still want to see the right replay on this because it looked like Couture got this one all the way in. But a Couture slapper, Hertl tips it in. We got a tie score with 20 seconds left in the second. That's got to feel good, especially a lot of people are looking kind of like saying, hey, man, where's Hertl been lately?
Yeah, and he's had a rough series. I think he only had one assist coming into tonight. He picks up a nice tip here. Learned pretty well from Pavs, you know. Pretty good tip there. What did you think, Ian?
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things where, like, I'm with AJ. I'm not sure if it's actually Hurdle's goal, but it was nice to see, you know, it was nice to see the power play actually do something, because it's, you know, it's the same old power play that the Sharks have. Try to enter the zone the same way 8 times and try to 9th. It might work the 9th time. It might not. Probably won't. But I don't know, man. So I'm glad to see that the power play had something actually happen on it, because other than that, it was a very frustrating power play to watch tonight.
Well, funny you should bring that up, because at 31 seconds of the third, hold on, depth charge 671. How do I get the Teal Town shirt? You can get this beautiful shirt on the website, tealtownusa.com. I believe Laurel and Landy have put the link in the chat, so there you go. So again, going back to how awful the power play looked, Zadorov would high stick Couture, although we looked for it back on the replay and couldn't find it. We're not sure if it should have been Meyer, but who knows? 39-28. Tim Peel's blind, so he could have gotten those confused. So that power play was abysmal, Eric.
Yeah, it wasn't the best power play we've seen. And they've been, I think, entering tonight like 1 for 13. After that, prior to that power play goal from Hertl, you got to be better than that. You got to make them pay. We saw this with the Vegas series. When they score, you make them pay, and they'll back off on you in a heartbeat. Especially since Colorado apparently spoke to Vegas about how to play the Golden Knights or how to play the Sharks.
I'm sure Colorado spoke to everybody in the Pacific Division.
It's the interesting thing about Colorado tonight was, I mean, is this a swim team or is this a hockey team? I wouldn't know tonight.
Oh,
like there was a lot of just, in my opinion, just blatant. Yeah, like there's some snorkeling. I don't want to call it diving, because diving you'd have to actually get up and jump off of something.
So there's a difference between the 2011 Vancouver Canucks and this year's Avalanche. Okay,
I just
thought, like, it was, you know, was it windy in SAP Center tonight? I want to know.
Just the getting answer. Blown over.
Yeah, like I just thought, like, for, you know, I generally don't like to get on like the embellishment train, but holy crap, I just thought that a lot of the Colorado players today were just really easily knocked over.
Would you say the Colorado Avalanche were snowflakes?
Oh, I don't know if I want to go that far.
That one's for you. All right. 6:26 of the third. Hertl again would bury some garbage. Yeah, you saw that puck bouncing around. I think it started off with Couture, then he gets it close and it bounces around a little bit. Oh, no, I'm sorry, Vlasic. Vlasic gets it in, then it bounces around a little bit. But hey, Donskoy with a secondary assist, so more than Radil did, or Michael Haley for that matter. Sorry, we only roast the ones we don't want on the team. So anyway,
but to on a side point, he had a nice block shot in this game. I mean, granted, he only played a few minutes. What, maybe 5?
Who are we talking about? Haley. Haley got himself 448. A whopping 448 tonight.
Oh, not even 5, eh? What's now, man? Zadorov's chirp's gonna have to change.
Yeah, right. Oh, man.
Oh, boy. All right. So about a minute after Hertl buries the garbage, Zadorov would try to get Joe Thornton's phone number or autograph or something, and Zadorov goes off for roughing Thornton because Jumbo don't play that way. And can we just pour one out for Jumbo tonight? you know, win it for Jumbo. I think we might have to make a new shirt that says, like, wear a cup, Jumbo, because Vlasic got you right in the rooster tonight. Oh, I don't even know how that just... I mean, you talk about puck unluck. Wow. Oh. Wow. So
thank you, Laurel.
Oh, thank you, Laurel, because Kayla is the prettiest around. So, I mean, other than that, you know, just not a lot to really get into. Like you said, I mean, just a high level overview. Power play, yes, it did get one tonight. And the overall, the Sharks were 1-for-5 on the man advantage. Even though they did score on that one, it didn't look good. The power play just did not look good at all tonight. And the screwed up thing about this is that there was talk prior to game 4 that during practice they were making some adjustments and changing some things up. I think they'd like bumped Kane down and bumped LeBanc up or something, or they tried to change some positions. It did nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. Shots were 39-22. I mean, you give some credit to Philip Grubauer, who played an excellent game for Colorado tonight.
He did.
Jones. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, no, I was going to say he did, but the Sharks also, you know, a lot of those shots were easy. Like, it wasn't like he made 38 incredibly difficult saves. He probably made 10 incredibly difficult saves and 28 routine ones. Like, I don't know. There was a lot of shots for the sake of shots that just weren't going in.
Yeah. Well, and let's be honest, you know, the hero of this one was Martin Jones. And I mean, what can you say about Martin Jones? You go back to since getting, I don't know what he did, wink, wink, on the bus after game 4 in Vegas, but clearly whatever he did worked, because since then the dude has been lights out. And I'm sure, have we gotten a two or fewer tweet from Brody?
Another two. You know,
what is it, 38-0 now when the Sharks let in two or fewer?
38-0, yep.
Yeah. So.
Yep, 38-0. And Brody just put it out about 24 minutes ago.
Yeah. Oh,
there you go.
So, there you go. Yeah. So, that's, again, like, I've seen better games, but, hey, the Sharks figured it out, and they get to go back to Colorado. Hopefully they figure out a way to play in that altitude, especially Brent Burns, who did not have good games in 3 and 4 in the Mile High City. That was not the best, let's just say. So hopefully they figured out, can close out the series there, because God damn it, if they go back-to-back 7-game, I'm going to my heart can't take this, man.
No, and they really need to finish this off. They need to get some rest, especially
more fit. Like, no, exactly. Like, they need to rest. I mean, this is a team where, you know, at the start of the game, it's like, for the first half of the game, I'm like, well, congratulations, San Jose. You successfully defeated the San Jose Sharks. Like, like, this series shouldn't be going to a 6th game. This should have been over tonight.
Why is AJ pulling a Dr. Evil? Yeah.
Like, I don't want to take anything away from the Avalanche, because I think, you know, like they've done some good things in the series, but I just feel like, you know, the Sharks have spent more times beating themselves than, you know, than beating their opponent. And if it's, you know, like, I mean, tonight it worked out, but for the first half of the game, it looked like, you know, the Sharks are going to beat themselves again. And it's just annoying to watch.
Okay. I don't know about Dr. Evil. I do not on the kitty.
Throw me a freaking bone here.
How was that? No. Okay. Although she is purring. So, yeah, let's just clear it out in 6. Let's just get people some more, clear up the bumps and bruises. Can we talk about how great it was to see Joe Pavelski there tonight?
Yeah.
Waving the towel. Showing everybody, you know, hey, I'm still here. Don't you guys worry. And I, you know, there's been speculation both sides. You've seen speculation he could make it back for this round. Right. There's been other people, and I've kind of been in the boat. I don't think he comes back for the playoffs at all, man. That was a serious injury. But seeing him tonight waving a towel, that tells me he's closer to being back than maybe we think.
See, now I'm gonna rain on that parade, because if he was that close, like, yo, wouldn't he be practicing? He wouldn't be skating with the Black Aces. He'd be skating in a no contact jersey.
Yeah, but I just think getting him out there says something. Yeah, I know.
Well, I thought it was the orange practice jersey Marty Havlat left over.
Right. Well, I don't know. Like, I'm not trying to like rain on the parade, but I am a little bit here, because I think that it's like it was good to see him. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I'm glad he's alive. I'm glad they didn't have to like wheel him out there, you know, all duct taped together.
Wheel out the corpse of Pavelski. Wow. The corpse of
Pavelski. You know, I look at it. He looked good. I mean, coming out there, being out in the arena like that, I mean, obviously, if you're having like concussion concerns and stuff, obviously that's the last place I'd want to be. If I'm having some post-concussion effects, is out in the screaming arena that's probably louder at that point than it was any other point in the game. I mean, so that's a positive. But I mean, at the same time, like, you know, until he's like actually skating in actual drills, then I'll be, you know, that's when I'll get excited that he's coming back.
Yeah. Somebody asked who opened the door. Sleepy said, who opened the door for the Sharks tonight? It was Kendall Coyne Schofield.
Yeah, the U.S. Olympian who won gold.
The speedster from the All-Star game.
Yes. Very impressive. And was on playoff?
Weekend.
Playoff?
They changed it. Playoffs? They changed the title of the post game and pregame, you know. So, but yeah, I really liked it. But interesting call, especially what's going on with the women's hockey situation too.
Oh yeah, the women's. Okay, that's a whole nother. We'll get into that on the Puck Knowledge or something. Yeah. That's I don't want to get down that rabbit hole.
Final stats: 39-22. In favor of the Sharks, face-offs. Oh boy, they destroyed them tonight. They worked on their face-offs tonight. 61% for San Jose, 39% for Colorado.
But at one point, it would like to open it. I think maybe 5 minutes left in the first. It was 70-30 in favor of the Sharks. I mean, they were killing it. Well done, Christine. Well done. We will have to get Kayla her own mic, at the very least. Beautiful.
Yeah, that power play 1-for-5 for San Jose, 0-for-3 for the Sharks on the PK on Colorado's power play. Hits 22-18 in favor of Colorado. Colorado had the same amount of blocks, 22. Sharks had 19. Giveaways 13-9 in favor of San Jose on that one.
In the chat, did the Sharks call up Manny Malhotra from Vancouver for face-off work? No doubt, dude. That guy was, oh, man. Every time he would get into the circle, all I could hear was the song Lowrider. Man, he would get down.
Did somebody say Vancouver?
Oh, shit. Here we go. Here we go.
Like you mentioned, Michael Haley only played 448. Melker Carlson only 904, which is a little interesting, especially with a minute 35 on the penalty kill.
Yeah, you're going to see the majority of that there, but I think it's a case of, you know, you're going to see the fourth line guys with low minutes because it's a tight game and you were down early.
Yeah.
And Dave B. Pilot mentioning this earlier, Burns under 25 minutes tonight at 24:59, EK 65, 26:35. Braun, a little over 20. Mark Edouard Vlasic, a little over 23:30. I mean, that's a little more balanced, which is nice. However, Joachim Ryan, 6:41.
And we've sat here and lamented Joachim Ryan's time on ice. And a lot of people sit there and go, well, if you're only going to play him 6 minutes or 6:30 or something like that, and you're essentially going to have his ass stable to the bench, why are you playing him? Why not play Tim Heat or whatever? Dude, Tim Heat's not going to get more ice time. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it's frustrating, right? Because like as a fan, you look at like some of the time during like the season, and I feel like Tim Heat, when he was in the lineup, would play more minutes still than Ryan. I mean, and at this point, I mean, minutes matter, right? Because it's a long grind, and you know, the Sharks play with an incredibly short bench for no reason a lot of the time. For reasons that I'll never understand, but I'm not an NHL coach, so what the hell do I know? But, you know, the problem is that the frustrating thing, I think, is that Tim Heed's not in the lineup because he plays with the wrong hand to stick.
Yeah, that's the basically he's EK65 light.
Yeah.
Like, and I think that's, you know, look, and I understand the benefits of lefty righty on every pair, but I don't think it's look at teams have won Stanley Cups without a lefty righty on every pair.
Oh shit, really? What? We're ready here in Dallas for you? That's a bold statement.
Ooh.
Bold.
I like it.
Bold like statement. It. Yeah, well, I may be related to that person who said that. I'm not sure. Not sure.
But Ian, with them going with five defensemen, you've seen a lot where they've used Burns and EK65 together, or
yeah.
Braun and Burns together. So that kind of cancels out the whole lefty-righty thing, right?
Yeah, I mean, again, I still think, though, if you want to know why Tim Heed's not, why Joakim Ryan's playing with Tim Heed, it's because of the hand of his stick.
Yeah,
I just you look at the people that came in and go out, and you look at the guys that replace them. It's always the lefty righty thing, and I think that again, lefty righty is a nice benefit to have. I hate that Peter DeBoer is so beholden to it.
You don't see Jim Montgomery doing it.
Former Shark Jim Montgomery.
Yes. So anyway, we move on. Game six. Was that on Monday?
That's on Monday at 7 p.m. in Colorado.
So we did get back to every other day. I don't know. You know, I don't know about the rest of you guys on the chat. I'm so just like, if a game isn't on Tuesday, Thursday, or Saturday, it just throws off my entire week. Like when a game is on a Monday, I'm going, I think the next day is Wednesday. Like I'm already at the end of the week. So, I was just going to say, I mean, really, is there anything else on this? It's essentially just, it was a hard-fought game, of course, and we have seen the offense dwindle as the series is going on.
That's because Martin Jones stole the mojo.
Oh, hey now.
Took it for himself.
Right, and Stick Taps to Grubauer. I mean, he was solid tonight, too. But it just comes down to, you know what, there's four people. It's Rantanen, Landeskog, of course, McKinnon, and on the back end, Barry. Keep those guys at the perimeter. Don't let them get off shots. If you can squelch those guys, I mean, Ian said that at the beginning of the hell before the playoffs started, Colorado's a one-line team for the most part. I'm still dumbfounded that they got by Calgary and got by Calgary as easy as they did.
Me too.
And Nathan McKinnon, 22:49 of ice time, one shot.
Yeah, Nathan McKinnon, it was funny because during the intermission on the Sportsnet feed, Kiprios had like a highlight on Nathan McKinnon, and you could tell he was frustrated, and his compete was nowhere near where it was need to be. A lot of pouting tonight. They have that on video somewhere that you can go watch it. I'd go watch it because it's just amazing to watch where he just kind of bails on plays. It's like, man, no, this is too much work. I'm going to pass it off to this guy and go skate over here with my pouty lip.
And our comment of the night coming from Brycar75. Why is Puck Guy's internet working? Oh, yeah, because he's at AJ's.
Wow.
Kaboom. Bruh, this one's for you, my friend. Absolutely. There you go.
I think Calgary, like, going back to Calgary's best players weren't their best players. That's
no.
It seems cliche, but it's really, that's really what happened. Dude. Johnny Gaudreau.
Oh, could not. Good. Couldn't buy a point, that poor guy. And I think he'd had it like an actual goal taken away in that series.
In game five, yeah.
Yeah. That poor guy. Oh my God.
So, like it's funny because like you'd just be like, oh well, Mike Smith, of course they lost, but Mike Smith was not the problem.
Oh no. No, that not the problem whatsoever. So. All right. You know what time it is.
Have the goddamn common courtesy to give him a reach around.
So there was one other game.
It's wrap around.
Reach around.
Sure. Whatever. One other game of note tonight. Bruins 4, Blue Jackets 3. Holy crap, did this start off boring and end in a nail biter? I mean, the Jackets just clawed and clawed back. And boy, it would have been nice to see them take the lead. But you know what? Take this. Tortorella?
John Tortorella.
Tortorella. I just want to say John Totora. John Totora. Yeah. But Torts, just, I mean, how long was his post game? About 8 seconds?
Nice.
Took one question and boom.
Felix. Thank you so much, bud.
Dropping the jumbo. Nice. Yes. You can snag one of these awesome shows. Limited supplies. We are down to, for some reason, double XL smalls, very popular, but we got you. XL, large, and medium. Go grab one. Just saying. Limited supplies before we do another run. Another one. Does it look like I have Kayla on me? Yes, it does. Okay. So, yeah. Next run, we may do a redo of this. We may do this with a stealth design. So
maybe we do the time is nigh.
Maybe we do the time is nigh. It depends on when the time is nigh. That didn't come out how I was hoping for, but anyway, yeah. But we gotta sell these off, and then we'll make the next run. So go grab one, guys. I need a 7X. Steve, you're big. You're not that big, bro. I want Brody's shirt from the other day. Sorry, we're not making that one. Yeah. But okay, I understand. Are we done?
No.
What else we got? I mean, dude, it's okay. Yeah, I can get it. Okay, so fine. Krejci opens the scoring in the second period. Then Marchand, that douchebag. Seth Jones would get one back for Columbus. Then Pasternak would make it 3-1. Zingle would make it 3-2. Then what's this dude's name?
Kukan.
All right. You know, because it sounds Hawaiian, that's what's throwing me off. But then Pasternak would, you know, put the bow on it. Freaking Pasternak. All right. Anyway, but it just pisses me off that Marchand had anything to do whatsoever with the offense in this game. I don't know. Drives me nuts. When Boston has a series lead, NHL player safety turns a blind eye.
And Gabriel Cruz in the chat, Torts trying to be like Hurdle guaranteeing a game 7.
Yeah. That's true. I still, again, it's like, yeah, okay, I know Zdeno Chara is like a big guy and everything like that. I am still shocked that no one has taken a run at Marchand, or that even like a cheap shot, you know, when Marchand is not looking like Panarin or somebody comes up from behind him and just goes, doink, gives him a little knock.
No, because
have you ever tried to catch a rat with your bare hands?
Well, okay, you make a good point there.
I'm just saying.
the boys are off air. So
the NBC guys.
Yeah, all those NBC fellows, okay, JR and everybody else. So yeah. Welcome in. If you're new here, do us a favor, hit the subscribe button. I always forget where she puts herself. I think it's over there. So do us a favor, hit the subscribe button, hit us up on Twitter and Instagram, both of those at Tealtown USA, and the website Tealtown USA. You can get one of these beautiful shirts. Catch us for the pregame reports on Instagram and for game time gifts happening on our Twitter. That's where it all happens. But numero uno, hit that subscribe button, please, and help us out.
What do you guys think of the bunch of jerks advancing in 4 straight?
Oh, RIP my bracket.
seriously, I didn't even have, I mean, obviously we didn't have the Islanders go out, but we didn't even have the Islanders in the second round, let alone Carolina.
I had the Islanders in the second round. Yeah. I had the Islanders and I had the Hurricanes in the second round. But I had the Islanders beating the Hurricanes. I thought the Hurricanes were going to have like one round magic and then that was going to be it. And the reason being is because I was on the we don't need you. I was on that train. I was pulling for the Islanders to like kick ass without Tavares on the team. And what happened? They said, we might need you. I don't know. I don't know. But you got to love the story, this whole thing. I mean, it's like, can you believe this? The Carolina Hurricanes, it's like, win a cup in 2000 and then just be dog shit for like 12 years. And all of a sudden, you're back. That's unbelievable. Because we've seen the tweets over the last few years, the empty seats at every game. There, people asking, like, is school in right now or something? Because there was so many empty seats. So you got to like that story.
I like that story. I mean, It's crazy that this, every time this team makes the playoffs, it's like conference finals at least or bust. Like, it's ridiculous.
I'm rooting for the Sharknado Stanley Cup.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'd love to see the – I mean, the Hurricanes Islanders was a funny series because it was like, you know, there's not a lot – I don't have a lot of hate left in these playoffs right now, right? Like, everyone – like, all the teams that I hate out west are pretty much taken care of or are going to take care of themselves. I think, like, I'm kind of indifferent to the Dallas-St. Louis series. Okay, I don't like Boston because, you know, Boston's like the only real bad guy left in the playoffs. The Hurricanes and the Islanders, it was like, well – Can you both win? Can you just, like, whoever wins replaces Boston? Like,
yes. Yeah, that would be nice. Totally. But let's also be honest, too. Boston, the city of Boston, New England proper, for over the last, like, I don't know, 18 years, you've won enough freaking championships, all right? I mean, like, the Red Sox have won 3. The Patriots have won, like, 17. 2011, the Bruins won. I don't follow soccer, so I don't know what the Celtics have done. But it's like, you know, it's just been too much for them. Castle in the chat. Carolina's made the ECF in their last 4 playoff appearances. Right. 02, 06, 09, and 19. Yeah, wow. That's just
ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. So I'm F Boston. So yeah, I'm down with the Jerks right now. Islanders are out. And then the Jackets. I don't know.
Do you think they can pull it off?
No,
I don't. But how great would a Jackets Hurricanes Eastern Conference Final be? You picture the promotion from NBC. Welcome to the Eastern Conference Final, a veritable who of the NHL.
Two teams we didn't feel like covering because we were too busy getting all excited about Philly, Boston, the Rangers, and Penguins.
Well, and Tampa.
Or Tampa. I mean,
so that's fantastic. It's like, you know, Washington is no longer here, my friend. Pittsburgh, they gone. We bring to you Columbus and Carolina. Sure. Why not? Huh?
I say, yeah. I mean, I'd be interesting to watch that because,
you know what would be great though is if the ratings like spiked. Like, because it's not Pittsburgh, it's not Washington, you know, it's not the people that we've seen over the last decade over and over and over again. This would be great. And then how great would it be that all of a sudden, I can picture it next season. Welcome to Wednesday night rivalry here at Carolina, hosting the Blue Jackets.
The NHL, though, I mean, the NHL and the players probably aren't too happy about this, though, because I think this is probably going to hurt the bottom line, which means that cap isn't going to do what people thought it was going to do before the playoffs started.
I don't know. Did they get into revenue sharing for those Jerks shirts? Because those sold a lot.
If that's the case, then we're good.
Because obviously, I'm just curious to see like how high, like let's say Carolina or the Jackets go all the way to the playoffs. Like, I would still like to see what those tickets would fetch you compared to a different market.
Yes,
I think that's definitely going to be a factor. But I don't care. Like, if the cap's not as high next year, big deal.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. But there's so many cool like storylines. Like if it was Boston that went, like say that San Jose makes it all the way to the Stanley Cup final, you have the obvious Boston storyline, Jumbo. With the Jackets, there's really nothing there. And with Carolina, at least a storyline of, well, you've got Hedekin, you know, your broadcast. You kind of have that. You have the whole Sharknado thing. But how great would it be the Stanley Cup final, San Jose versus Columbus? It was like, and we bring to you the smallest of small market teams upon the national stage.
I don't know. Like, yeah, even like the boss, like with that Jumbo storyline would be so goddamn contrived at this point. Like 10 years ago, sure, that's a, you know, that's a big selling point for the series. Now it's just, man, grasping at straws. It's been like how many years now?
Okay,
yeah,
we now have a new comment of the night on the chat. Was it, hold on, didn't Castle make the first one as well?
I don't know.
No, I think it was somebody else. So Castle's saying, if it's Boston and San Jose, you have to get Sturm, Primo, and Stewart to open the door. Oh my god.
But like Lenny says in the chat, Boston, San Jose, I would think that would be a great ratings grab. You have two of the top five TV markets still. You still have some firepower in there. And honestly, we haven't even discussed, you know, St. Louis, Dallas yet, but every team has modified stars on their team. You know, I mean, maybe Carolina doesn't have any relative names, but I mean,
I don't know about that.
Dallas, you have Sagan and Ben.
Well, not only do you have Sagan and Ben, but you've got the controversy that was surrounding them when their own president called them out halfway through the season. Mm-hmm. So that, I mean, you've got that. That's pretty amazing. I think it's also pretty amazing with Columbus. Remember, we're talking about a Columbus team that like 2 months ago, they were talking about shipping out Bob. They were talking about shipping out Panarin. What are we going to get for this guy? And instead they just didn't do anything, kept it cohesive, and look at where they are.
I think that's the one thing. Like, that's the one positive of this is that, like, for once, it's like, oh, look, this team did this, and they didn't tear it apart to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, they could have, you know, they could have went into the playoffs and said, okay, well, you know, we might make it, we might not. If we make it, we'll probably get smashed by Tampa. You know, and they could have just sold all their parts at the deadline. Instead, they loaded up and went all in, and I wish more teams would do this. And I'm glad that Columbus is doing this because I hope that being a copycat league, more teams will actually try to win since that's the actual business they're in.
Well, and look at what Toronto does. I mean, you already have Marner, you have Matthews, you add Tavares.
Incredibly interesting with the likes of Bobrovsky and the whole Mitch Marner.
I to Joy, Ohio. I'm your problem. Okay, I think that's enough screwing around about the playoffs. Let me see here.
Playoffs.
So okay, Monday is. What'd you say again?
Monday, 7 p.m.
7 p.m. Same bat time, same bat channel. There you go. If any extra hurdles out tonight. Yeah, you're probably.
I think we just died.
Oh, Ian died.
Oh, I think we just died too.
What? I think AA. What? Wow, look at that. Stream is. Oh, wow.
I mean, I'm looking at it right now and it
still says we're live.
Still says we're live.
Why do you guys sound like you're in a fishbowl? Wow. I don't know.
Yeah, it went like super, and I thought it was me, but I thought maybe I died, and I was just because like maybe I was losing my internet, so you guys are sounding crazy, but apparently it's not me.
This is spectacular.
It says we're live still.
Yeah, we're back on.
And we're back.
It says, but that's crazy. Wait. Oh, and now we're back?
Yeah. Go that, figure.
All right. Puck guy, get the fuck out of here, man. All right, bye.
Sorry, guys.
Has this ever happened to me? No. Never has. Puck guy arrives. What happens?
Wow.
I'm just saying. There are coincidences and...
Mm-hmm. I blame Puck guy.
It says it's a little blurry, though. What are you going to do, man? The curse of Puck Guys. Dude, and what's funny is you left and now it looks great. I'm not even kidding you.
This is amazing. All right. Well, this just had it all.
Oh, boy. All
right, I want to know what the heck is going on. I don't have any metal in my head to cause
that you know issues of.
With it. Right. You know, I had one car accident. Jeez. I mean, man, oh man.
Oh, that's amazing.
Dude, you left and it went to 4K. I can't wait. Dude, I can't wait till the off season, man, because we're going to be, I mean, I don't want it to come until like, you know, July, but I can't wait just because we're going to be trying some new stuff here and there's no way it can get worse. I'm telling you.
It's amazing.
Oh my God. This is the most, because the really cool thing for those of you watching, and I know we lost like 15 people because of whatever the hell just happened, but the really funny thing is like, I was even wondering, I'm like, okay, Ian looks like he hasn't said anything in a while. And the chat had like literally went to a crawl where it's just one comment. And then about 10 seconds later, comment after comment, you're dead. You've died.
Yeah. I thought it was like my internet. So I muted just in case, like it was just my internet being funny, but apparently it was you guys.
Nope.
That name had type really heavy too. And I was like trying to figure out if it was me or.
This dude is the Dennis the Menace of internet connections, my friend. I can't help you, man. I can't do nothing for you.
Oh, jeez.
Yes. Does this mean donations towards Puck Guy internet is useless? Well, let's see just how much we're going to have to run a telethon for that. See how much money we can raise.
I'm already at the top of the top for Comcast. I kid you not.
This guy could do the show from the offices of Comcast and that would still happen.
Marty T, we need to rebuild Puck Guy with a range extender. I don't know where you want to put a range extender on me, but you know.
How big has Martin Jones been in this series? Pretty goddamn big.
He's been, I mean,
Hockey Mom.
Hockey Mom throwing down. Thank you. And remember, get yourself one of these shirts, $25, and you can win it for Jumbo right here on the website, teal10usa.com. So, Jones, it's just, I'm still dumbfounded. Since him refusing to face the media following Game 4 in Vegas, you know, like literally, who's that? Who's the St. Louis fan dude just up and left?
Tony X.
Oh. No, Soul City something?
Yeah,
Soul
Tony X. Yeah.
Oh, Tony X. Yeah. You know, that like that was Martin Jones after Game 4 in Vegas. Just, you know, guy said fuck it and left. So ever since then, again, I don't know what he got into on that bus, if he like just found his inner chi or the got his chakras aligned or something. But, I mean, one loss since. Dude is, you know, 6-1 since then. That's, and let's be honest, dude, Jones... The three that he let, well, you know, he only let in two, one even strength, one power play in Game 4. Right. And the dude got no help whatsoever. You know, it's like you can't blame it on Jones when the guys in front of you put up a donut on the scoreboard.
Well, I can because he stole the forwards mojo. That's why they can't score anymore because he stole the mojo. I'm going to die on this hill where I'm just going to find ways to blame Martin Jones. I have come this far.
Oh, dear Lord. Oh, that's awesome. Can we get Drake to wear an Avs jersey at the next game? God damn it, I hope so. And have him, you know, and have him sitting next to Bieber next to him, like fetching him beer or something. I would take that.
Right.
All right. Yeah, I'd like Evander Kane to make a game. That'd be nice.
Oh. Oof. Yeah.
Dude, he has had a rough series, dude. Hurdle and Couture cannot do it all, people. I mean, and Timo for that, or LeBanc. I mean, those are some guys. I'd like to see a little more from Evander Kane. Maybe a scooch more from Sorensen.
Yeah, Kane has one goal and one assist.
Like, Sorensen, at least, like, Kane's getting paid to do it. Like Kane's no one gets paid less, but you guys know what I mean. Like, he's $7 million? Like, Marcus Sorensen, I'm fine with Martin Sorensen production for his $2 million, if that.
Exactly. So that would be nice. And I'm going to be, you know, all this talk about defense and everything like that, I've been meaning to ask, do you think that Merkley, I'm not saying that he makes the squad from training camp, but do you think we see Merkley wear a Sharks jersey at all next season, despite anything else that happens? Because obviously you can sit there and go, well, if Braun isn't on the team next year, or if EK65, or, you know, like you can make that. I'm just saying, do you think that Merkley somebody, any or anybody else from the CUDA or the prospect pool sees ice time in a Sharks jersey next season?
I it really depends what the team looks like, but I could see it at the start. I mean, especially if a lot some key places aren't there and you're looking to see what you got in some guys. I know like Doug Wilson would never come out and say this is going to be a throwaway season, but if you look at the roster and you think maybe this might be a little bit of a throwaway season, I think you could see some guys coming and playing and, you know, getting a little bit of an addition to see where they're at. I just don't think Merkley's game's anywhere close to being like he's going to need some refinement because his offensive game is fine, but his defensive game, it's not good.
Yeah.
And it's not anywhere near where it needs to be playing in an NHL game at this point. Now, the Sharks recently signed Mario Ferraro to bring him out of college. And there's a guy I think who might, I'm not saying he's going to be a Shark out of the opening lineup, but if there was a guy from the blue line that I thought might get a decent look, I think that's going to be the guy. It's not Ryan Merkley. It's going to be Mario Ferraro.
Hold on. Four paws, me, always me. When it comes to hurdle stuff, always think of me first. Come at your boy. Holla at your boy. You have my address. We will work something out. Okay.
When you holla, don't Eric.
Holla. Come on, four paws. Hook me up, baby. I'm all about the 48. I don't see Middleton making a go of it. Oh, the other thing we didn't talk about too, Donskoy. Nice to see Donskoy return after getting absolutely pasted in game 6 versus Vegas. So nice to see him return. And with that, probably won't see Radil for the rest of this season.
But I mean, I think he was serviceable tonight. I thought he had some nice moves.
Oh God, I love you. Four paws. She's got me.
Nice.
Who?
No, I thought Donskoy was serviceable tonight.
He was fine. Got a secondary assist, which is.
I thought he had a good game.
Yeah, no, I thought he had a fine game. I'm a little worried about Meyer. I mean, he went off early in the first with that awkward fall. Hopefully, that's the other reason why I really, really want to see Dallas St. Louis go 7. Let the Sharks finish this on Monday. Give the Sharks an extra day. You know, and that's probably at most it's going to be is an extra day. God, if they only could have won one of those games in Colorado. Well, you're going to have to.
Right? Like, that's the only frustrating thing about this series, because I think I really, really believe that the Sharks, like, this was their series to win. They should have taken care of it quickly. I'm not trying to diminish the Colorado Avalanche. I just feel like, again, like I said off the top, if the Sharks spent less time beating themselves, that this series would be over.
Yeah. All righty.
Tomorrow you have Dallas and St. Louis at noon out here on the local NBC station. Thank you, John.
So we're all St. Louis fans tomorrow, right?
No.
Isn't Dallas up 3-2 in the series?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I guess from that respect, I guess so.
Yeah, we're all St. Louis fans. Well, that's the whole thing. Who would you rather face in the next round, Dallas or St. Louis?
Dallas.
Yeah, I kind of lean that way towards that too.
The Sharks. Do you really want the Sharks playing a rookie goalie? Do you want that really?
Yeah, he's got a point.
Yeah, Bennington. Yeah, but Bennington seems
hot rookie goalie. Not good. No. That has Sharks exit written all over it.
Didn't he have a little bit of a meltdown a game or two ago though?
Sure, but the Sharks, man.
Rookie
goalie, backup goalie. It's just not a good thing for the Sharks.
I feel you. And hey, the Sharks love to beat the Bishop. So, that is never going to go away. Look. It's the only reason why I was kind of rooting for St. Louis to win that is because I thought it would have been great to go back and forth with Let's Go Blues Radio. Oh, yeah. But we'll just
have to find those guys are great. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, we'll just have to find ourselves a Dallas Stars podcast. Or what we'll do is we'll just if for some great reason Sharks advance, Dallas advances, we'll just bring on Let's Go Blues Radio we'll all just talk crap about Dallas.
Right. Yeah. No, those guys are great. Like, don't get me wrong. I just think that if you look at the matchups, I feel like the Sharks, much like this series, I think would match up very well against Dallas better than they would against St. Louis at this point.
I got you. Oh, thanks, Nick. Thanks for the effort, man. We appreciate it. Yep.
Makar's only playing well because he's a rookie against the Sharks. Ah, man, I like Makar. I mean, I'm not as drool over him as I'm sure Pierre is doing on the channel that I don't watch, but Kale Makar's a good guy.
Castle pointing out, I don't think Dallas has ever lost to San Jose in the playoffs. I think he might be right.
Yeah, 98, they lost in six. 2000, they lost in five. And 2008, they lost in six.
And St. Louis has been kind of back and forth, haven't like the Sharks won two and they've won two?
It's been, I think, let's see, 2000 we won, 2001 we lost, 2004 we won.
And then 16.
2012 they won and we won in 2016.
Yeah, so it's been kind of back and forth. I don't know. Ian is evidently scared of Binnington, but four paws saying Bishop has our number. You know what? If you can get past... Marc-Andre friggin' Fleury. You can get past anybody. Just saying.
Okay, Sleepy informing that they were still drilling about McKinnon. That's fine. Look at.
Oh, of course.
I saw a tweet that was hilarious.
There was somebody else. No, that they were drooling over a Shark tonight. I just can't remember who. Oh, they were doing a little drooling over Vlasic tonight. Heard that.
Well, because if you saw the shot that he took at Joe Thornton, wouldn't you start praising him very quickly as well?
Now the best line of the night, puck guy, after Vlasic took that shot, Jumbo, he was like, well, I bet Jumbo's happy he already had his kids.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I would start praising Vlasic too, I'm just saying.
Oh, man. Okay, so let's time to, you know, wrap this up. What are we doing?
Well, I think the 95 people, it jumped up a little bit after, you know, the AOL went nuts. But thank you very much.
Coolest thing ever.
Oh, shut up. It's not the coolest thing ever.
Oh, and to ask her or to answer your question, John, the Jumbo shirts are shipping Monday morning, yep. Monday, 9 a.m. going out. We also had a couple of contest winners. Those items are going out. Everything is going out all in one shot Monday morning. It's going to be a nice day at the post office for yours truly. So, yes, if you get if you order your Win It for Jumbo shirt, you can look for it. It goes out Monday. So go grab one. Again, limited quantities. We've got a few XLs, larges, and is that it? We have a couple mediums left as well, but no, we're out of small, we're out of the double XL. But XL, large, and medium, go grab one before they're gone, guys. Do us a favor and help us out. But, you know, it helps support the show and the site because all that money is going back into this here. And hopefully it will help us produce another run of shirts. And we'll put it out there to people and say, what do you guys want? Do you want a new version of the standard Teal Town shirt? Or Eric could, like, literally post four different designs and we'll let you guys vote like which one you think is the coolest, and that's the one we'll do. Remember, it can't say San Jose Sharks, it can't have an actual Sharks logo, but it can damn sure be in the right color of teal. Word. As opposed to this is the old school, you know, this was supposed to be closer to, you know, the original teal, but anyway, or the second generation teal.
Yep. So with that, if you missed anything or you want to watch this again, check us out on TealTownUSA.com or your favorite podcatcher, whether it's iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, Stitcher, TuneIn, and of course now Spotify.
Oh.
Let's smash that YouTube channel. Yes, AJ.
Okay, Laurel with the idea of the night. Do you remember back in the day in 2016, Joe Pavelski?
Oh, no.
And they put that cat on a towel. Can you imagine Kayla on a shirt? I think only Laurel can. All right.
So let me
do the digital janitorial. You know, find us on all the social media accounts. Tia, what did you just do?
That? I just did that.
Okay. All the audio things, Spotify, iTunes, Google, Stitcher, blah, 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 blah. It all comes down to hit the subscribe button down there, down yonder. And again, thanks for helping us out. Thanks for listening. Go get your shirt at TealTownUSA.com. And hello. May the 4th be with you. Haven't had a chance to say that all day. If only I had. Oh, and I have a sound for that. May the 4th be with you. There you go.
So, Ian, your final thoughts on where the people can find you.
You can find me at Ian Blogs Hockey on the Twitter machine. That's pretty much the only place you'll find me lately. Other than that, you know, again, look at the Sharks need to go into game 6. They need to win the bloody game. They need to get some rest and then take on whoever is next, because the road to the cup has never been really clear for them. So you take care of business, take care of it now. Don't force another game, stupid 7. Get it done.
Get the extra time off.
Yeah, like just it's time to get things done. Yeah, Martin Jones has done his job. Now the offense needs to remember how to do theirs. This team needs to do things at the same time. It doesn't matter if you score all the goals and your goalie can't make a save, and the goalie can't make all the saves if you're not scoring goals. So figure it out, Sharks. Figure it out.
Hey now. Oh yeah. People pointing out. Yeah, Peter Mayhew, the guy who played the original Chewbacca, passed away the day before. May the 4th be with you. How messed up is that? John, post the link for the folks that want the shirt.
Tealtown just posted it up.
Yeah, but tealtownusa.com. It's right there on the front page, man. Can't miss it. Our last After Dark, and then right there, Swag Shop. Beautiful photo of the shirt. That's where you can go get it, guys. So I'm AJ_Strong on the Twitter and on the Gram. That's where I'll be. And once this series is, well, actually, essentially, once... Well, I got to talk to my other compatriots, whether we're going to do it after the round or after the Sharks are done. Expect a wrap for this series from the Pucknologist whenever that occurs.
You mean not a reach?
Don't push it, man. Don't push it.
Anyhow, I'm at PuckGuy14 on the Instagram and Twitter. We'll be back with you, of course, Monday night following Game 6 between Sharks and Avalanche. That's 7 p.m. Monday night on NBCSN.
All right. We might just have the idea for the next shirt down pat. Can we do this so it looks like a Cosby sweater? And then we have in honor of Ray Ratto, and then it just says, just win the game. And then you put like a walrus mustache or something like that. I don't know. Okay. Anyway, we'll work on that. Anyway. Yep.
All right. With that, thanks for watching. We appreciate each and every one of you. And until Monday night, keep it real. Keep it teal. Keep it real teal. Have a great night, everyone. We'll see you Monday, hopefully, watching guys shake hands.
Hit us up at Tealtown USA on Twitter if you're looking for just a regular Tealtown USA. Good night, everyone.